Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former Minneapolis police officer charged in connection with the murder of George Floyd pleaded guilty on Monday as his trial was just about ready to start. J. Alexander Kung pleaded guilty to one count of aiding and abetting manslaughter in state court. A canvasser knocking on doors in support of Florida Republicans was brutally beaten by four people in Hialeah, Florida. Senator Marco Rubio added that the man suffered internal bleeding and a broken jaw, and the canvasser will need facial reconstructive surgery. Officials at the Hialeah Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division have confirmed an investigation is underway. A Delaware man, Hunter Seafried, and his father were among the first people in the U.S. Capitol during January 6, and was part of a group that verbally confronted police officers. Hunter was sentenced to 2 years in prison Monday. His father, Kevin Seafried, will be sentenced in January of 2023. With an uptick in RSV in American children, virtually all children will get RSV infection by the time they are 2 years old. Most of the time, RSV will cause a mild cold-like illness, but it can also cause severe illness. Dr. Nishiwat on Fox News.
What we're seeing is RSV. This is a virus. It stands for respiratory syncytial virus. And it's a virus that can affect anyone, but it can be dangerous in those under the age of one. It can cause inflammation in their lungs. It can cause infection in their lungs, like pneumonia.
Actor Leslie Jordan has died at the age of 67 years old. The Will and Grace star crashed his BMW into the side of a building in Los Angeles, California on Monday. It's believed Jordan suffered a medical emergency while behind the wheel. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
42-year-old Rishi Sunak will become the next United Kingdom Prime Minister. He won the Tory leadership contest Monday. In his first speech, Mr. Sunak said he'll be bringing his party and the United Kingdom together and that it will be his utmost priority. What's being described as a young teenager with mental illness, the young man went to his former high school and did the unthinkable in St. Louis Monday. Tony Maruso has more.
Police in St. Louis have identified the suspect that they say opened fire at the Central Visual and Performing Arts High School Monday morning. Police say 19-year-old Orlando Harris shot and killed a teacher and a student and injured at least 6 others before he exchanged gunfire with police and was killed. Police say Harris graduated from the school last year and had no prior criminal record. St. Louis Police Chief Michael Sack told reporters this afternoon that Harris came to the school heavily armed.
This could have been much worse. The individual had almost a dozen 30-round, high-capacity magazines on him. So that's a whole lot of victims there.
Chief Sack told reporters Monday that policing in the city is a challenge because guns are easy to get in the state.
Gun laws in Missouri are very broad, allow people to have weapons. They can carry them openly down any street. and there's really nothing that we can do.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, you're with Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us here on a happy Tuesday. And we're going to have Michael Sapka joining us in just a moment. Michael, just to kind of give you an idea, born and raised in Caracas, Venezuela, known world in the worldwide film industry as 3D Mike. He's a high-level educator and influencer in the political and electoral circles of North Florida. Michael, are you with us now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Excellent. Well, great to have you here. The headline today in most papers, including at Fox.com, Hispanic voters prefer DeSantis, including some Dems. This according to the latest poll. And seeing the numbers moving, you know, quite rapidly, you know, for the Democrats, for obvious, toward Republicans by Hispanics, for obvious reasons. And I got to tell you, Michael, when I first, 14 years ago, when several syndicators approached me and asked, you know, if I would be interested in doing a syndicated show, and they said, their comment was, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before. I had to laugh because I said, well, you really don't know my people. Because if you really knew, if you knew our peoples, you would understand at the very heart of who we are in our culture is conservatism and conservative values.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, good morning, Bill. What an honor being here with you again and talking about my favorite subject, which is, you know, beating up on these liberals and these leftists that they're so off base. I mean, they're completely out of the range even. They're not even in the ballpark anymore, what the Hispanics think. They become so evil and so far to the left. Depraved. I mean, the moral deprivation of these people is unbelievable. And, you know, I've been in politics since I was 18 years old back in California in the 1980s. And I've always known that our values, the Hispanic values, did not align with the Democratic Party, even at that time.
Exactly. Right.
Now it's just worse than I've ever seen it. And I mean, and I'm a political guy, so I'm on top of the subjects, but it's the everyday, hardworking Hispanic families that all they want to do is go to work, you know, make a good living, send their kids to some good schools, exactly. You know, that sort of thing. They are up in arms because what they see is almost worse than what you see in some of the Latin countries and in terms
exactly.
of the turn to the left. You know, and I'm talking about Hispanics that have been living here for a long time, not the ones that just came from communist Venezuela and Nicaragua and all these places. I mean, I'm talking about Hispanics that are here for a long time who have kind of cruised along and gone along with the Democratic Party's, agenda and their lives. But now they're really awakened when they see that it's just more than politics. It's indoctrination. It's immorality.
Exactly.
It's everything that is bad in this world. They're trying to bring it into America. And it's
right.
not cutting it with the Hispanics, period.
Exactly. When you start attacking our kids, I mean, that's a bridge too far. And this is real obvious. You know, you have drag queen story hour. Well, let me tell you, Hispanics aren't going to stand for having, you know, as one described it, said this drag queen story hour. Let's get real. It's a man dressed as a woman talking sex to your third grader. I mean, just that picture alone. But it gets all homogenized in much the same way the Democrats are homogenizing this idea of inflation, like as if, you know, it's some sort of boogeyman. No, this is something they created. They use it as a false shield to think people that like they're still on the job and they still have answers. No, they already gave us an answer. The answer is we're going to steal your money. And we're going to cause inflation and a recession and claim somehow some innocence here, Michael. How do they do this?
They just lie and lie and lie. I mean, this is all these people do, and you're absolutely right. Hispanics are looking at many issues right now, although everybody says, well, it's the economy. And yes, it is. Hispanics do look at that because they like to start their own businesses. They work hard.
I was going to say, that's huge. See, that's a huge element right there, Michael. Pause for just a minute, because you really, we need to reinforce this. People need to understand. Hispanics, by nature, are one of the most entrepreneurial groups of people that you'll ever find. I think it's estimated some like 40% of Hispanics are involved in privately held companies. They start their own businesses. They hire people. This is their nature. This is what they do. And the Democrats, by regulation, have killed their dreams and have stolen their money. In the name of, you know, like I said, recession and all these other regulation nation stuff. And so they see quite clearly who's at the lever, who's pulling the lever, who's stealing the money out of their pockets, out of their 401k, out of their bank accounts. And consistently, it's the Democrats.
Absolutely. Well, they just experienced 4 years of Donald Trump, of some of the most amazing, you know, economic expansion the United States has ever seen. Which, as Trump says in his rallies, every single time he has a rally, he says it. Hey, we had the best numbers of employment, of business for Hispanics, for Black Americans, for Asian Americans, for every single minority group prospered and did amazing under Donald Trump. And then in a matter of 2 years, they see how all of that got decimated, you know, in
exactly.
within 2 short years. And I'm going to throw another subject in here real quick, Bill. The Hispanics, because they come from other countries, you know, anybody that comes from another country, they're going to have more of a world view of how things work around the world. They're obviously, right, they're coming from another country. And they are also seeing, and the eyes are opening, to the fact that all that is happening right now is not just because of Biden and because of one group of people. They see the connection with this one world government that is being formed around
exactly.
the world, because they see the connection between Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, you know, Russia, China behind everything. They're not stupid. These people are very smart, and they see the connection, and they're putting the dots together, and they're realizing that the whole world is in this mess of you know, this cabal that is working to enslave us. And so they're waking up to levels that I've never seen before, and then they link the Democratic Party to that group of this cabal. They see how
yes, exactly.
Hunter Biden has been paid off by all these people, the whole Biden family for that sake, and then if you go along with, say, Barack Obama.
Exactly, because you've got the Biden family, you got the Clinton Foundation, you got John Kerry, you got Pelosi's. You know, they're all elite captured. Mitch McConnell, they're all elite captured. So it's on both sides. But the thing that you brought up very clearly, people need to connect here, is that during Barack Obama's presidency, okay, everybody's pride and joy here. Three of his primary, officers in his administration, Biden as vice president, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, what do they do?
they get elite capture. They're selling America through the back door. They're selling out for their own aggrandizement. And here we are, you know, we're paying the price because of the deals, the side hustle deals that they did at our expense. We've got more from Michael after this. Stay with us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Fresh and independent, just wait, like to hear from us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here along with my good friend. He's becoming my good friend, Michael Sopka. We got to get together and have more time because we have so much in common here, and I so appreciate his background, you know, coming from Venezuela. And this is what happens, people who come outside of the country they come to America because they still are seeing that light on a shining hill, that shining light of that calls out for liberty, that is inherent in every one of God's creation, that we should be free to be the best that we can be. And America right now is standing as the world's final hope here, ladies and gentlemen, because this is why the World Economic Forum that Michael was referring to, this one world globalist, this is why they're targeting, China's targeting, and Russia, all these outside forces, Iran, the mullahs targeting America, because they know if they bring America down, then they got the world. Right, Michael? I mean, because we are the final defense for liberty in this world right now.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's so beautiful because it's our constitution is what's standing in their way. It's amazing how this little document called the U.S. Constitution, it's not a very big document. It's you know how it is, right? You can read it in a couple hours. It is standing in the way of this massive global cabal that is trying to just enslave the entire world. But this one little document, which was, by the way, it's based on the Bible. It is a biblical document. It is standing in their way, and they hate it so much, and so they're trying to erode it in every possible way. But especially that Second Amendment is a huge deal. This is what really is in their way. It's the same thing that happened in World War II with the Japanese and the Nazis. They just could not figure out how they were going to take the country when, you know, you got 80, 100 million Americans armed to their teeth. It's always the same problem that these armies have. It's like, yeah, you know, it's easy to bomb a base and take it over and militarily, you know, do some damage. But when you have all these people in the country armed to their teeth, you can't do anything about it. And that's exactly what our founding fathers knew, because that's how they fought England. But that document is so important, and we have to protect it, Bill. We have to surround it and protect it with our hearts, with our might, because there is a group of people that are trying to destroy it. And so, yes, the Iranians, the Chinese, in particular the Chinese, are pouring billions of dollars to destroy America and that constitution that America stands for. And again, going back to Hispanics, they see this. They see how all these groups are working together to come in and destroy America and take it down, because we are standing in their way. And this
Without a doubt.
Has happened before in history. It will happen again. And guess what, Bill? We are going to win because God is on our side. This is a spiritual battle as well. And we're going to win.
In many ways, you're right.
And I know November's coming up. Everybody's throwing up all kinds of predictions of what's going to happen November 8th. I have my own predictions, but I'm holding tight because I want to see what's going to happen. But I have a feeling there is a red wave that is going to sweep the country like we haven't seen before. And if you listen to Newt Gingrich last night on Hannity, he's predicting some serious victories here. I mean, I'm talking, you know, he's talking about 60, 70 Republican seats are going to be gained in the House. And he's talking about five or seven Senate seats going to Republicans.
Well, I will remind people. I'll remind people, Michael, if you remember back in 2010, Barack Obama had spent all his political capital for Obamacare, right? Wasn't very popular. People were upset the way this happened, and they lost, 63 seats, right? Okay, that was a clear reaction. Unfortunately, the Republicans could not close the deal because they ended up counting on one guy, John McCain. John McCain, all the people that voted in 2010, you know, with the Tea Party Patriots candidates and everything coming in to apply some fiscal discipline to do something about Obamacare, and John McCain, one guy, shuts it down. And that's to the Republican, to me, that's the Republicans' fault that they would get to that point to only rely on one person and leave it up to John McCain to kill all the good work that was done on behalf of freedom and conservatism. John McCain single-handedly killed it. And so, you know, when we talk about a red wave, what we've been saying, Michael, is that we want an American wave, because the political parties, both sides, have let us down. And and they ought to know, whoever ends up in power, that the American wave, the American body politic, has spoken in unanimity. We are united to, as you say, claim this country back for those three most important words in the Constitution, we the people, which Donald Trump said on his inauguration, if you remember. He said he was turning the government back to where it belonged, in the hands of we the people. And all it took was one day, and Joe Biden brought it all to the ground once again in deciding that being energy independent wasn't that important. And so he cancels our energy pipelines. He puts us in jeopardy. And now here we are. We're on the brink of two wars, you know, with China and with Russia. We're on the brink of this. Even he said that we're in at the doorstep of a nuclear Armageddon. And he has made America vulnerable with his policies. And this is what you say, whether it's Hispanics, it doesn't matter. All genders, all, you know, walks of life, race, color, creed, they see it loud and clear that this government right now is the most incompetent government in our lifetimes. And they're killing us. And stealing from us, by the way, too.
They are. And let's not forget that Obama is behind all of this as well. We were talking about in the break.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Obama is running the show right now. Obviously, Biden has no capacity whatsoever to do anything. And so behind the scenes, we know who's running the show. But, you know, and you're talking about violence. One of the things that is really bothering Hispanics is this wave of crime and violence all over this nation, that open border. You know, Hispanics came to America, most of them, legally after, you know, like in my case, you know, I spent 10 years in a legal process, the normal, what we call the normal legal process to become a citizen, which is 5 years to get your green card and then another 5 years to get your citizenship after that. And so many Hispanics are seeing what's going on and they're like, hey, wait a minute. How is that fair to me? We waited all that time and we followed the law. We paid lawyers to get all this work done. And now these people are going to come in, and they're all criminals, by the way. Not all, but some of them that are coming from, you know, the jails of Hugo Chavez that are entering America. And I'm going to tell you a quick example of what happened yesterday. You might have heard about this case. So we got a guy in Miami. He's working for the Republican Party, canvassing down in Hialeah, which is a Cuban area of Miami. And he gets beat up. This is a 27-year-old young man who's working, doing his duty of going door-to-door canvassing for the Republican Party, for DeSantis, and for Marco Rubio, wearing the shirt, Marco Rubio shirt, and a DeSantis hat. He gets approached by four gang members that are Salvadorian. They're MS-13-type people in Hialeah, which is unheard of. And they target him, and they beat him up. And the guy ends up in the hospital having now to have all kinds of surgeries. He's actually a personal friend of mine that I've been grooming and helping get into the system. And now we see this. And you should see the photographs of this guy laying, you know, and it's actually all over the social media. It's blowing up with this story because it not only that Marco Rubio made a statement right away last night, but now it's on the Truth Social Network, Trump's Truth Social Network.
Right.
It's already being posted. It's already gaining momentum. But imagine the violence. These people are now using Venezuelan, Cuban techniques of beating our people up on the street, that are doing their civic duty of going out,
knocking
doors, doing their jobs.
Well, we've got to maintain courage, Michael. We cannot back down. We've got to keep fighting. Michael Savka, you're awesome. Thank you, pal. Appreciate it.
In the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-497-9632. 800-497-9632. 800-497-9632. That's 800-497-9632.
Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A canvasser knocking on doors in support of Florida Republicans was brutally beaten by four people in Hialeah, Florida. Senator Marco Rubio added that the man suffered internal bleeding and a broken jaw, and the canvasser will need facial reconstructive surgery. Officials at the Hialeah Police Department Criminal Investigation Division have confirmed an investigation is underway. A Delaware man, Hunter Seafried, and his father were among the first people in the U.S. Capitol during January 6th and was part of a group that verbally confronted police officers. Hunter was sentenced to 2 years in prison Monday. His father, Kevin Seafried, will be sentenced in January of 2023. Actor Leslie Jordan has died at the age of 67. The Will and Grace star crashed his BMW into the side of a building in Los Angeles, California, Monday morning. It's believed he suffered a medical emergency. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Well, it's time to huddle up, guys. We've got Jeff Kemp with us. Connect with him in just a few seconds. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And just a word that keeps, just keeps running through my mind and through my spirit this last week is from Psalm 136:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Just pause on that for just a moment. Sit in that idea. You know, what it is to thank God. No matter where you are, no matter how, what journey you've been on, you look back and you consider the benchmarks of, oh, that's right, God carried me there. That's right, God carried me there. And as you recall the times that he carried you, you can't help but raise your hands up and praising God. We say praising God in a Christian sense, but however it is that you thank God that he's been there for you, he is good. And Jesus said, when the Pharisees were talking about, others being good, he says, there's only one person that's good. This is the thing about our language. Sometimes it's so dynamic that we allow it to lose its emphasis. And Jesus was real specific. He said, God is the only one who is good. Think about that. And his mercy, his love, his concern for us, Jeff Kemp, it's never ending. I mean, when you sit on that verse from Psalm 136, to me, gosh, I'll tell you, it in a way it makes you whole again, doesn't it?
It does. The word tells us to dwell on whatever is true and positive and noble and worthy of praise, whatever is good and reputable. And that is the Lord. And that is the Lord's promises. And that is his word. And all of it comes down to his personhood, Father, Son, and Spirit, and the one part of him that became human, that became flesh, that came to earth and actually rolled up his sleeves and lived with the temptations and challenges and weaknesses that we humans face was Jesus. But he never sinned. He was good, like you said, completely good. And I think that's where men today need to go to find their bearings, to find their hope, to find their courage, to find their blueprints, and, of course, to find their power, because the things that God tells us to do, we cannot do on our own. Jesus is the power. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah. For it is in him I live, move, breathe, and have my very being. I mean, think about that. What Paul wrote. I mean, that is so powerful to think that, again, when you have that understanding and commitment that God is the very source, like you said, of all things that good, all these things that we aspire to, Jeff Kim. You know, we can't do it in and of ourselves. God knows that. But his spirit is in us. You know, Jesus, as the breastplate of St. Francis says, you know, that, you know, Jesus is to our right, to our left, above, below, inside of us. You know, Jesus is all around us. You know, his spirit. And he's there to be, as you say, that North Star, to be, you know, that standard bearer that we say, okay, how am I doing, Lord? Well, you know, look at Jesus' example and how he defines manhood for us, Jeff, and for men especially, you know, because this is what we've been talking about in your program, The Playbook to Victory, you know, for men and for our families. It's all about that. It's about what Jesus has to say about who you are, whose you are, and why you are.
Yeah, I think men have a sense deep down that they were meant for something bigger than themselves, that they were meant to tackle challenges, to climb mountains, to overcome obstacles, to defeat an enemy. Obviously, we know there is an enemy of God. Satan is all about deception and evil and lies and destruction and death, and God is all about life and truth and love and eternity. So that instinct in us is a good instinct. But it's the true instinct of manhood is to be like Christ, which is a man who is strong for others, for their benefit, for their protection,
exactly,
for their well-being. So we ought to be strong. We ought to have courage. We ought to step up. We cannot do it alone. You need the relationship with Christ and the guidance of your Heavenly Father and the guidance of the Word. And as we've been saying, Bill, for the last 7 weeks, you need a team. You need at least one or two or three other close friends that you connect with every week to encourage, to pray, to say, hey, I had a struggle in this area. Would you pray for me? Or here's an area I'm thinking about making a change or doing something in. What do you think of this? When you process it with your team, you gain wise counsel, as the Bible says, and you're stronger.
Exactly.
We went to a conference this week, Bill. It was on legacy grandparenting and being an intentional Christian grandparent. And one of the speakers, John Stone Street, I think you've had him on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, from the Colson Foundation.
John said the struggle today is there's a catastrophic loss of four crucial things in society. And this has all come as a result of kind of pushing God out of society. Number one, a loss of meaning. Number two, a loss of truth. Number three, a loss of love. And number four, a loss of truth, love, meaning, and I'm trying to forget the other one. I'm just proving how much we've lost it. I can't even remember it right now. But you know what?
Maybe a loss of courage or something in there, something like that?
It's identity. You and I.
Oh, identity. Okay. All right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
When
all
you
right.
don't have truth, you don't know that God's the creator. You forget that you were created by someone and you're relationally defined. And so you try to earn your performance oriented identity. And everyone's confused with identity. But those four losses are actually all found again in Christ. He said,
right.
I am
exactly.
the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except by me. So if you come to the Father, you get your identity. And
right.
Jesus, the Bible says, is love. God demonstrated his love because while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. He's the way, the meaning, to glorify the Father. That's our purpose. If you're a plumber or a teacher or an investment manager or a mom or a dad, a school teacher or coach, you know, your purpose is to glorify God. Mm-hmm. So you gain your meaning, your purpose, your why in living. You gain love, agape, forgiveness, grace from Christ, and truth. He is the truth. We anchor on one thing and one thing only. God is sovereign. His word stands. If that isn't true, everything else is up for grabs, and that's kind of why the world is so messed up. So it goes back to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right, Jeff. And part of that process of identity and who you are and whose you are is that God wants you to come home where you belong. You know, we're aliens here. This isn't our home. You know, our home is with Him. By the way, I misspoke. I said St. Francis, the St. Patrick's breastplate. I don't know why I could confuse that. That is something I pray every day. You know, this one section, you know, Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ within me, Christ to comfort and restore me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in the mouth of friend and stranger. It's just a powerful reminder that Christ is committed to us. I mean, it goes back to, you know, that initial psalm that we read, that He is forever faithful, you know.
I want to encourage guys as we close, the way to come to Christ and to your perfect Father is through humility. And if you will follow the pattern of Jesus, you can read about Him in the book of John, read it 10 times this month. He said, my Father's always at work, and I'm working with Him, and I can do nothing that my Father doesn't give to me to do. I receive all my words, my work from Him. If you will turn to Jesus, He'll show you the Father. And if you'll turn to a few friends, your honesty and your prayers and their prayers will guide you to be strong. So join us at menhuddle.com, download the playbook, and get strong in the friendship of brothers pursuing Jesus Christ and true masculinity together.
Amen. For a time such as this, Jeff Kemp, we need men of courage to stand up against the evil that's coming full force. Men, this is why Jeff and I have been inspired, and we feel like God is directing us to carry this message out to you so that you will be filled with courage and you will be bold men of God. Jeff Kemp, the Blitz author and former NFL QB. Thank you, Jeff.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Well, the good news girl is back with us, Samantha Mao. We're going to be talking about these latest viral videos in just a moment. Right now, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, you're with Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. In fact, check out Sam's Corner, because there's a lot of the stories there that you can review, share with your friends, many that we just don't have enough time to get to. But they're just, you know, they're uplifting. They remind you that there are good human beings out there in the midst of all this crime and insanity that's running absolutely chaotic through our culture right now. Hey, Sam, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
I'm doing great. You know, the stories this week, I feel like, you know, we have great stories every week, but these are especially the kind that are giving you faith in humanity and, you know, the bravery in people when, you know, sometimes you just wouldn't expect it, and people are amazing. So it's good to have this little breath of fresh air.
Exactly. Well, especially like this first one where you got a college wrestler who takes on a grizzly bear who's attacking his friend. Now, I got just a short story. A dear friend of mine who I played racquetball with many years, we won a lot of tournaments together. His name's Tony McMahon. This guy was quite a character. He decided, you know, to go hunting and go on one of these bear hunts. You know, they take you out and have you go, you know, go and shoot a bear, you know, and do that kind of thing. And so he's out there, and, you know, and they get the dogs chase the bear, you know, chase the bear up a tree, and then they shoot the bear. Now, I know that sounds awful, but this is what they do. And but anyway, so he takes a shot at the bear, and the thing is, when you go to shoot a bear, you've got to hit it in just the right spot. If you don't, and you just injure it, it will come at you. And yeah. So the bear is treed, and with his first three shots, because now he's starting to panic with each, you know, following shot. But he hits the bear in the ear and, you know, other places, but ain't taking it down. That bear comes down like he's a, you know, he's going to a three alarm fire. You know, he comes down that tree and he goes after Tony. And Tony, you know, at this point, there's no more ammo in the gun. So he drops his gun. He's running. He's got a pistol, a sidearm. He's trying to get out, but it's not tied to his leg, so he's unable to really hinge it out of its holster, right? Because each time he's pulling the gun, the holster is going up with it, so he can't get it. Fortunately, the guide was there to save him, but it wasn't until, I think Tony must have lost 5 years of his life thinking that he was going to outrun the bear. And they, you know, it's bad enough if you happen on him and you surprise him, but if you tick him off, I mean, they're going to shred you. And when I heard this story, in fact, I had read about it, about this attack in Wyoming, that's what flashed before me, is that that could have very well been my buddy Tony. And even in that situation, Tony was the kind of guy that would probably go and attack the bear himself without a gun in order to save a friend, you know. Maybe not me, but maybe another friend he would.
Well, I mean, I was thinking, you know, when you were talking about trying to go after a bear, I'm like, you better hope that you know, before you start telling the story, I'm like, I hope that you get him the first time, because if you don't, you're in big trouble. Bears are massive and they're strong.
Oh,
and
their paws. Oh, their paws,
yes.
And they just, like, you know, Tony had said that one of the dogs got a little close in chasing the bear, and the bear, he said, he just barely just swung at the dog. And he just, you know, he filleted the dog just with one easy swipe. I mean, they're just, their claws are just so powerful. But here we are, we're getting all gruesome. But this is an incredible story about this wrestler, right?
That's right. So there's actually these two wrestlers, Kendall Cummings and Brady Lowry. They're both sophomore students and wrestlers at Northwest College. They were antler hunting and fishing in Cody, Wyoming, or just south of it. And, you know, so they're going through Shoshone National Forest on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were with a couple of other teammates, and they kind of all got separated on the trail. Or as they're walking down the mountain, there's a grizzly bear, and it attacks Lowry just out of nowhere. And it's without warning. And, you know, so they had brought bear spray, but they didn't have time to react. You know, this just came out of nowhere. So I don't know if we're really sure what caused the bear to attack like that. Because, like you said, like, a lot of times they'll kind of leave you alone unless there's something that kind of provokes
them. Well, it could have been a mama bear protecting its cub. And that's the other thing,
right,
too. They're very protective. So, but you don't know. And if you do surprise them, I mean, a lot of times you'll see where they just go. I mean, they don't want confrontation. So there must have been something that these boys didn't see that got the bear excited and put the bear in attack mode. Evidently, they were a threatening sight to the bear. So anyway, go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm kind of wondering if it's a mama bear myself for it to be out of nowhere. So the bear starts attacking Lowry, and Cummings runs in, and he's immediately trying to stop. He's throwing objects and yelling at the bear. That doesn't work. So this guy's a wrestler. He runs up and grabs the bear by the ear and pulls it back.
I know, isn't it?
And that is crazy. I can just imagine, like, this is a loyal friend. This is the kind of friend you want with you if you're fighting a bear. And he grabs the bear by the ear, pulls him back, and the bear turns around and puts his attention to Cummings. So now Cummings is under attack. The bear bites his skull and, you know, it eventually decides to let go. And so Cummings jumps up, and he's like, after the bear, he clenches his jaws on him, and he's looking around for his friend, and the bear is attacking his friend again. And finally, they're able to make it stop. So Cummings and Lowry are just, you know, they're both, like, severely injured, but the adrenaline's keeping them going, and they walk back down the trail, find their other two friends. Their friends take them to the hospital, and they're going to make a full recovery. And, you know, and no doubt.
I mean, that bear almost scalped the young man. I mean, he's got, like, over 100 stitches. He's got puncture marks all over his body. I mean, you know, to survive this, both of them, to survive being attacked by a grizzly bear is a miracle in and of itself, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Well, especially when it's a full-on attack like that. You know, you think of a bear, I don't even know what the pressure would be from clenching its jaws on his head.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's just one of those things where you're like, how are you conscious? How are you alive?
Exactly. He could pop it like a grape. I mean, you know, he's just got so much strength in his jaws like that. Well, this next story is incredible, too. You got a 5-year-old boy. I mean, again, you hear some of these stories of these young kids, and you go, man, do I want to be around 20 years from now to see this kid, see what he turns into? This 5-year-old boy helps his mom, who is being attacked during a home invasion, right?
Yes, and this is not just any home invasion. There was 4 armed men. They broke into the South Bend home of Tamika Reed and her family. They were just starting their day on September 30th when the men stormed into the kitchen. They're all armed, and their guns are drawn. And everybody, you know, I mean, I think even the most well-trained adults would be panicked in that situation. You're just in the privacy of your own home. But not her little boy, David. He's 5 years old, and he just gets up there.
Of course, perfect name,
you know?
Perfect name, David, right? David against Goliath. Yeah, perfect. I love it.
That was exactly what was happening here. And he just jumps. They have a video of the whole thing. Thankfully, things like this are captured on video more often now because we have them all over our home for different reasons. And so you see these men bust in. And even when you know that they're going to be okay, because this is a news story being reported that way, your heart just drops.
Right.
And David just jumps up and he runs. He starts throwing his toy trucks at these guys. And I'm sure they were startled and taken aback. And then David goes over and he's like, he's really wanting to go after these guys, like hit them. And I guess they found a moment where they had their heart. You know, it was like, we're not going to go after a little kid today. And you know, like you just, it just, cause you know, everything ends up okay. But
right.
David was truly a hero. He's only 5 years old, and he was not going to let anybody, just to jump into action
his
like
turf.
That. I really am wondering.
Yeah, it's like that movie, huh? Home Alone, you know? You got these little kids protecting their homes like that and their family. That's such a sweet story. This next one here is about a pregnant Maryland firefighter. Are you ready for this? Rescues a person trapped in a car. And then, okay, I think I better go give birth.
That's
Are
great.
Are you kidding me? Wow, what a sequence here. Oh, what did you do before you... Well, I had to, you know, get somebody unlodged out of a car, and, you know, then I delivered, you know, little Johnny here, whatever.
So, Megan, she's actually, like, in Baltimore. She's a Maryland firefighter, and she was on maternity leave from her job as a firefighter. You know, she was leading up to her time to deliver. She's within a week of her due date. So she's not even working like that, and she's involved in an accident. You know, she was on her way home from the second annual golf tournament in honor of her father, and she is involved in an accident. And the car ends up being overturned, and she provided assistance to the person trapped in the overturned car and stayed with them until Squad 213 arrived. And, you know, less than 24 hours later, she gave birth to her little girl. So, I'm just in awe of, you know, as somebody who's pregnant myself, I'm like, how in the world?
I know, I'm sitting there going, your mind doesn't even want to go there. Go, no, God, we're just going to make it nice and simple and routine, nothing real excited, you know. I mean, Juan may pass out, and that's okay. I can handle that. But we don't need to be around, you know, trying to do anything heroic in the process, right? I think giving birth is heroic enough, I would think, right?
That's right.
Just saying. From a male perspective. 40 seconds left. You got an off-duty police officer saves a man at a gym, right?
That's right. You know, this is Mike Dahl. He was just in the right place at the right time in South St. Paul. And, you know, he was there with this guy at the gym. He just happened to be there, and he's a regular and even coaches classes there. And so whenever this person needed it, he just helped right away.
That's what they do. You know, first responders, just they do what's in their blood. You know, they're right there saving lives, you know, being aware, as Danny Huerta says, you know, being a noticer. You know, you've got to keep your eyes open to notice what's going on around you. Well, that's such a great story. Samantha Mount, now you know why she's a good news girl.
And want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm...